but Shiv Malik on the line. He's near the front of the marker, pounding wall. What's happening there, Shiv?
Yeah, at the moment, historic marker of the City of London. The energy has picked up, but the violence ramped down from earlier when both sticks were still out of horses through the narrow lane of central London. We are arriving at what would be the destination, the march. It's not quite clear exactly what will happen here. There are thousands of people behind us, and it's not quite clear how we're all going to fit into this area. So we'll have to wait and see.
Can you link up with the Occupy London camp at St Paul's?
It's hard to tell. Obviously, they're a much smaller demonstration. I have seen people come down to Trafalgar Square, but if they've entered the march, it'd be almost impossible to tell. We did pass passing off the square earlier, but it's on the other side from, so it would have been literally 100 yards away, but for the fact that it was completely blocked and sealed by police.
How do the police and the protesters seem to be getting on with one another?
Not particularly well. And the police are currently in riot gear. As I said earlier, bottles and sticks were thrown. The police held protesters on barrows. The crowd got quite frustrated with that. The police really are policing the front of the smart, keeping it in check every possible way. They've been quite aggressive in doing that, even with the press. Some arrests made earlier in the day, and it looks like they're entering another narrow lane.
Okay, Shiv Malik, thank you very much.